Hello. I'm sorry. All right. So this is a weird episode of the Vinyl Countdown because I was gone. I went to Maryland with my friend Ben, who's also been on the Vinyl Countdown. You may remember his dream about fucking sand women and what have you. So it was kind of cool that the day these guys went to the Pride Parade and recorded a podcast, I recorded a bunch of weird drunken shit in Baltimore. And I was like, maybe I can alternate them. You know, like I'll do some of Toronto and then switch over to Baltimore and go back and forth and it'll be all crazy. But that is a little too, it was just confusing. I don't know why I thought that'd be a good idea. So instead I'm going to do it as two different episodes. Next episode will be me in Maryland doing shit. This episode is the lads without me going to the gay pride parade. So, I mean, honestly, I don't know why you'd even want to listen to this because, you know, I'm not really in it and whatever. But, you know, maybe over these past months of the Vinyl Countdown, you've learned to love people other than myself. I find it hard to believe, but it's, you know, could be a thing, right? So here we go. McNally-free episode of the Vinyl Countdown. Count is the countdown, is Vinyl Countdown, even though there's no McNally, so I don't know why you would even want to listen. Also, Joel's not there, but there's Picard and Mike and Craig, and they talk about some shit.
Vinyl Countdown, this is Joel. Today is Pride. Right, Jet? Today is Pride. What that means is that, oh man, this is terrible. Hold on. So it's the morning of Pride, of the Pride Parade. You know, part of being a heterosexual is the whole breeding thing, and, well, I bred, and my offspring happens to have a cold. Although you'd never know it, because there he is, playing away in his little activity center. But, yeah, so I'm not going to make it to this Vinyl Countdown episode. So hopefully there'll be lots of, jokes. Yeah, you're sick. Anyway, so that's my excuse why I'm not making it. My kid's sick. Anyway, enjoy.
How many times can I put myself into an episode I'm not supposed to be in? Answer, many times. Mike swung by Joel's house to pick up the recorder, and they had a nice little coffee before things. So now listen to this conversation already in progress.
Recording. It's going. It's counting, right? Final countdown? Pre-show?
Pre-show.
Gay Pride edition?
That's right.
This is the only time you're going to hear Joel today?
Yeah, unfortunately, babies are sick and wives are sick. You know, being a heterosexual, it's bullshit. I just want to see cock today. You know, is that too much to say?
Sometimes you just got to see cock.
It's a good time.
Now, how do you feel about being the Rob Ford of the Vinyl Countdown?
Wow, I am, aren't I? Shit.
Oh, I'm sick. Coincidentally, because you hate the gays. True or false?
False.
Did you order the code red?
No. I love the gays, actually. I'm a big fan of them.
But on that note, what do you think about this whole situation with Rob Ford?
I hate him as a person, so I don't know. Based on that, I can't see myself really enjoying him as a mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, he's kind of a dick face, basically.
And this situation specifically?
Editor's note. The situation to which Michael is referring is that the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, did not attend the Gay Pride Parade. Maybe that's clear, you know, from the context, but I mean, just in case.
I think it's kind of immature. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like, you're public office. This is what you're supposed to do. You know, if the rape festival is being held near your city, you cut the ribbon at it, you know?
I don't know that he needs to support the rape festival.
but, you know, if there was a rape festival, he should totally support that.
Yeah, there was. I mean, it'd probably be run by Picard, I imagine.
Well, I would also imagine. Yeah. Well, you know what? Picard for mayor.
I'd vote. What do you think? What do you think would be the first change Picard would make if he was for mayor? If he went for? If he ran? If he was elected for mayor?
He'd segregate communities. More so than they naturally are here in Toronto, but he'd enforce it.
Do you think he'd build like walls around ethnic communities?
I would assume so.
Like Little Italy would just have like 25-foot walls all around it.
He might institute some weird days, like, you know, I'll fuck your daughter at work day, and, you know, like, shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely he would lower the age of consent to 12.
12, yeah, probably.
Well, that reminds me. While we're recording, I had a crazy dream. I know dream talks usually don't go well, so I'll keep it quick, but it was like, it was just kind of nice. It was like, where were we? I don't know where we were, but all of us were there, but it was clearly in the future, because Jet was like 10 or 11 years old. And he was like, hey, Mike, and he was all happy to see me, and he gave me a high five. And I was like, all right.
Nice.
It was nice. Hopefully that, you know, we're all still friends in whatever, 10 years.
I actually taught him how to high five recently.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hold my hand up, and he just kind of, like, touches it. And then, it's pretty cute. Yeah.
Is that your homeless friend? Or that's just a guy?
No, that's...
Reverend Ron's
his family. Just a guy who looks that way.
Yeah.
No, my guy was in a full sweatpant outfit.
Like matching?
No, not matching, which made it even worse. So it was like... Oh, yeah, so this morning, as I was coming down here to grab some coffee, I decided to throw a load of laundry in and grabbed a couple of laundry bags, heading down the stairs, and there's a homeless dude sitting in the middle of my stairwell. And I ask him, I'm like, excuse me, sir. Can I get by you? No response. Sir? Excuse me? Then finally I get, well, go by then. And then I'm like, I can't. You're in the fucking middle of the stairs. He's like, and he whips up, turns around, and just has this, like, rage face. And he's like, well, I'm out of your way now. Go. And so, like, I'm like, thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, I hate homeless people.
Yeah. Now you got a new guy hanging out in front of your building.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys will be best friends.
Maybe.
It'll be like, what's that movie, The Fisher King?
Yeah, it'll be just like that.
It'll be your Robin Williams.
It's always, they're always like that, right? They're always like some sort of, you know, genius who befell a tragedy and went crazy.
Yeah.
It's never just drugs, right? Or craziness.
Then young Michael went to meet the other lads, and here we find them in a Thai restaurant surrounded by loud gay music.
Final Countdown.
Final Countdown, episode number something or other.
What's a gay number?
You know what, this is not episode something or other, this is Final Countdown, special gay pride edition.
Yep, it's a special edition, not special a edition, episode.
Not including... One of the first episodes ever, not including McNally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably going to be the best episode ever, because we also don't have Joel, who... Yeah. Joel doesn't have an excuse. McNally was on vacation.
Hey, Joel, no excuse other than his family.
Joel, as I decided earlier, is the Rob Ford of the Vinyl Countdown, who decided to bail on the Pride Parade because it makes him uncomfortable.
I like it.
Except that's not true. His wife and kid are very sick, so he couldn't make it. Understandable, I suppose.
Sounds made up.
So yeah. We should tell people who we are. We got Mustard Mike, we got Bag Craig, we got Picard 102, and you can find us at vinylcountdown.ca. Email us on our contact form if you have any questions and whatnot.
info@vinylcountdown.ca.
And also on our website, we now have polls.
Thanks to Picard for adding the new feature to the website. By the way, if you're wondering what that loud music is, it's the Gay Pride Edition, all right? Just deal with it. Stop complaining. So sick of you
guys. That means you, McNally. We don't want to hear you complaining about editing this.
The sound quality was so bad.
That's complaining about sound quality.
All right.
That's a good picture. That is a good picture.
So, yeah, we have a poll now. And our latest poll for the last episode that was just released, which was Unicorn. So far, the results are in that only one person has vomited while mid-coitus. And I would like to know who this one person is.
So, yeah, also,
if you answered yes to that poll, then you also owe us an email. So yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Or at least a comment in the comments that you like yeah. explain.
Yeah, I'm sure we can come up with something good for today.
Yeah.
For a special Pride edition.
How gay is Craig? Gay or super gay?
So, since this is the Gay Pride edition, I had a few gay related. Oh shit.
What?
It's really windy.
We should have a sock.
I'll have to go pick up a glove or a sock. I have socks on.
Yeah, me too. No, Joel wants our used socks on his.
Well, I've worn the sock for like maybe 10 minutes so far.
I've had mine on for a good 3 hours.
And I walked a lot in my sock too. McNally's gonna leave the sock talk in too, guaranteed. Which it's okay because it's hilarious. But yeah, do you want to use your sock?
I guess we can.
I don't know, or
we'll
we can
buy more socks later. Really thin socks.
This is working. But
yeah, it's only we had the last.
But any move.
How's that?
Okay, it's good. Much better. Here we go. Much better.
All right, so now my sock is on the table.
This sock is on the recorder. This is what kind of ramshackle operation we're running here. So, anyway, so I realize that there's a lot of, since this is the Gay Pride edition, we have a lot of gay stuff that we've done in the last couple of weeks that we haven't talked
about.
Yeah.
So let's kick it off with the Strip Spelling Bee.
Right.
Pride edition,
that Kaboom invited us to. Yeah, the Gay Pride edition of the Strip Spelling Bee.
That
your friend Steve was not happy to be at. Yeah. Popcom Steve, as our guests may know him.
Yeah, so Kaboom invited us. Apparently this is a thing they do every month, and there's usually lots of girls there. You know, 50-50 girls, guys, but much to our dismay, or whatever, this was the Gay Pride edition, so it's mostly dudes.
And a tranny.
Was there a tranny?
Yeah, she didn't take off her bottoms. That was definitely a dude.
The girl with the socks?
Yes.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely really? A tranny.
I thought so.
Not
there
bad.
There
not
was
bad.
A bulge.
You had me fooled.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Of course, I left before the third round, so I didn't see any bulge.
You didn't see any tits or penises, either.
That's true.
That's pretty gay of you.
It's kind of funny, like, the place that we went to is right here, but yeah, I ignored all the signs, like, we went in there and I was like, alright, like, the atmosphere here is nice, like, everyone's happy, like, it's not like the people,
gay, yeah. quote unquote,
alright, no, I don't want to, don't bury the lead, but yeah, I was just, and like, you know, the people that were on stage weren't not necessarily the most attractive people in the world, but everyone was just into
there was
it.
One cute chick, though,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
there was the one, there's like, and I tried to get Katie to go, like, because Katie knew her, apparently.
Really?
And I was, like, trying to get Katie to wingman me on this shit. So I'm like, yeah, they'll go introduce me to her. And so Katie just goes up and talks to her and just forgets I'm standing right there. I'm just standing like, all right. I'm just going to stare at this chick's ass now.
Yeah, not all women are good wingmen.
I don't think any are.
I'm sure there's some.
There's some, I'm sure, but they have to be committed to the fact. But yeah, so yeah, I like the atmosphere. Like, everyone was excited, like, regardless of how the people looked. It was just like, yeah, let's enjoy people or enjoy the human body or whatever. And then we went to the in the bathrooms, they had like free bags of condoms and lube.
Oh yeah, I grabbed a whole bunch.
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of those too, and I was just like, oh sweet, condoms and lube, this is awesome. And like, and then I didn't think anything of it. Next day, Katie Kaboom, I was talking to Katie Kaboom, and I was like, yeah, that's sweet about those condoms, free condoms in the bathroom. And she was like, yeah, they should do that. They should do that in straight bars, too. I was like, what? It was like the end of The Sixth Sense. I was like, Bruce Willis is dead? It was insane. By the way, spoiler alert, Bruce Willis died.
So you didn't understand that it was...
I didn't know we were at a gay bar. We were at a church in Wellesley, too.
I don't think it's a gay
apparently
bar,
it is.
But it's like...
It's a gay theater.
It's
house.
A theater, yeah.
Well,
it's a gay theater.
It had a bar.
They have gay dance parties. Every Saturday, yeah. Super gay.
I didn't know. I mean, I don't know if there's anything wrong with that, but I was enjoying the atmosphere, and I was like, yeah, this place is cool, everyone's happy, but yeah.
And then you found out it was a gay bar, and it was totally ruined for you.
It wasn't at all. No, not at all. I've never been to one.
Now you're trying to wipe it from your memory.
Yeah, I think if one of us is going to be a homophobe, it's not me.
No, Steve.
Oh, God, yeah. So that was the other thing. So Steve, my friend, Popcom Steve, was there. And he
let's
was just
explain
so
the state
furious
that you guys were all
that.
In when you showed up, though. I mean, you, especially Steve, you were all
drunk. I think the correct term would be drunk as balls.
Yeah
so let me go back. Yeah, I forgot about that. So I went for dinner at this new sausage place that opened up that I like.
The gay started already.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed appropriate. And they were selling a liter of PBR, like 1 liter beers for $10. So I had 2 liters of beer, and then I went back to Damon's house and had 3 tall boys of Guinness.
Wow.
So I was retarded for sure.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of what, like 7 beers? Because I guess each liter was probably 2 beers.
Yeah.
3 probably.
Yeah. It was like 2 and a bit, I think.
So you were like 10 beers in.
Yeah, it was over a few hours, like, you know, in fairness, but still, I was freaking gone. And yeah, I didn't drink anything there. I bought one beer and I barely touched it because I was like, I think I'm done for the night. So it was a cheap night.
But Steve is pretty done. I mean, the first thing he says as he walks in is like, why are there so many gay people here? Like, he just yells it.
Yeah, that was super uncomfortable. I knew it wasn't going to get any better.
Why is he, I mean, he's an intelligent guy. I associate homophobia with, like,
stupid people.
Yeah, he came off as dumb. Yeah.
And he's living, like, an alternative lifestyle, like...
Yeah, like, he lives like a rat, like a homeless person.
Yeah, plus like, he's been, like, a poker driver, he's been a strip club bouncer, like...
Yeah, you'd think he would be, yeah, exactly.
He should be thinking outside the box, generally.
Yeah, for sure.
Outside the box, yeah. Innuendo.
Vaginas.
Apparently he only thinks about inside the box. But yeah, and then he was like watching Star Trek on his phone for the whole time.
Yeah, he almost got kicked out because he was watching Star Trek while this thing was going on.
Yeah, he was very mad about that.
And then, during one of the intermissions, like, this bear that had been on stage came up and he was almost naked. Like, I think he was just wearing his underwear. Yeah, Steve was all like, no, audience only up here. No performers allowed. Like... being fairly obvious.
As if he runs the bar.
Yeah.
I've decided.
I've never seen someone so scared of gays in my life.
Yeah, it was really weird, and it's a little disappointing. You know, I expected not.
Was this the first time you've seen his homophobia, or do you know that he's...
No, I didn't think of it. I probably wouldn't have invited him, but the thing is, I didn't know it was a gay thing until afterwards anyway, but... Yeah, I mean, no, Steve's a great guy, don't get me wrong, but I didn't know he was so afraid.
Sober,
but
yeah.
He might have been just drunk, and then that came out somehow, but yeah, I mean...
Still, the rest of us were drunk.
Even when we do our podcast, like, he said, why do you have to take it to a gay place every time?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean...
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah. So anyway, that was, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to add to the Pride Week...
Yeah, well, a couple days ago, the next week, we went to something even gayer.
Yeah, so Craig's girlfriend was hosting a burlesque show called Oh Manada, which is a Canada... Yeah. It was on Canada Day. Yeah. Canada-themed burlesque show.
The name of the burlesque troupe is Boylesque, so that's a pretty good indicator as to what kind of show we have.
Penises.
All, yeah.
Very little boobs.
Yeah, very... Yeah.
What did you guys think of it?
It was all right. I thought it was entertaining.
Did you enjoy it more or less than you thought you would have?
More than I thought I would have.
Yeah, me too.
It was really well run, right? Like,
Well run, and I found it funny. Like, the jokes are well written. The song, like, they did little parody songs of real songs that were all real funny.
Yeah.
So I liked it, and I liked all the Canadiana stuff, like, you know, there was a Tim Hortons employee and the log driver's waltz and all that stuff. Okay, so just for the audience, Katie Kaboom made us mojitos that tasted like rubbing alcohol and hobo urine. And they were really bad, so I'm going to taste this and compare. I'm going to make Picard taste the real one, too.
It tastes like a good drink. Like, that is refreshing and good.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. That's what it should taste like. You're going to like it, don't worry.
Surprise, you have herpes.
It's good. And that is good.
It's good, see? Right? That's how this should taste.
What the shit, Katie Kaboom?
That's why when Katie first made it, I tasted it, and I was like, that doesn't taste like a mojito. Yeah. And then Craig and Katie were like, oh, it's pretty good. And
it tastes
I was
like Sprite.
No way.
It was drinkable. I don't know. It was not drinkable.
Well, Mine was turpentine.
I made the same face that you did when I tried it.
Yeah, yours must have been.
And you were like, keep drinking. Drink up, asshole. And
no,
I was dying, literally, inside.
I was just trying to get you drunk.
It was burning my intestines.
I'm sorry. I will trust you. Drink tastes in the future.
It's so yummy.
I want you to drink something that tastes bad.
And this is the sourest whiskey sour I've ever had.
This is, yeah.
I think it's pretty much all lemon juice.
This is sour already, too. So anyway, going back to the Boy Burlesque show. So yeah, surprisingly, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
For a straight guy.
It was pretty funny. And
as a straight guy, I thought there wouldn't be anything there for me. I just went like to support Craig's girlfriend, and Craig wanted some company there. He didn't want to be there by himself, which is totally understandable.
Yeah.
So yeah. But, I mean, I ended up enjoying it, so that's a thing.
Yeah, and at the end, we all saw my girlfriend's boobs.
That's why I went, to see Craig's girlfriend's boobs.
For me, that's why I almost didn't go, just because it's a little awkward. It's like...
I wanted it to be awkward.
It wasn't like, I wasn't like rubbing my hands together. I was like, I want to see your girlfriend's titties. Show me her titties.
How are our boobs doing today, by the way, Craig?
Today? I don't know. I haven't seen them today.
I'm going to ask you every time I see you how your girlfriend's tits are doing from now till the end of time.
I haven't seen her today. They were quite good on Friday night.
Excuse me, fiancé.
Saturday during the day, they were all right. Yeah, I did say something about marrying her, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I didn't hear that.
When she kind of came out on the stage with her boobs out, I turned up a card and I'm like, I'm going to marry that girl someday.
Well,
I was drunk.
I assume you want... That's awesome, by the way. But yeah, I assume that you want McNally to edit that part out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that for you now, just in case you don't want to do it. But...
Editor's note. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah, and there was a black gentleman who they painted in whiteface.
I didn't think about that.
He had the Canadian flag painted on him, so his top half was white, middle part was red.
Yeah, something like that.
His face wasn't actually white, but they painted him in white paint.
Yeah. Yeah.
As he should have been.
Man, that guy was good, though. He was doing the stripper pole thing with, like, all kinds of acrobatics.
Oh, I could do that.
No, you can't.
Anyone could do that.
I'm not convinced you could do one push-up.
I can do at least one.
Okay. I'm not convinced you can do two.
All right, we can take video, put it on the podcast so people know.
Yeah, and that guy was awesome. And, yeah, so the boobs thing.
Thank you.
Craig told us ahead of time that his girlfriend would be topless.
Yeah, that's how I convinced Picard to come out.
Yeah. And then he was like, but he said it was at the end. And then the show seemed to end, and then there was no toplessness yet, and I was like, oh, I guess that's not happening.
You mean the intermission?
Like right at the end there was like a little ending that seemed like it was over. Like they held the flag up and the big Canadian flag, and it seemed like that was the finale. And I was like, oh, I guess there's no boobs. And then she just comes stumbling out from backstage totally topless. And yeah. I was like, oh, there they are. In all of their glory.
Have you guys ever been to the gay pride parade before?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
I mean, tell me about
you've
it.
Never been?
First time.
My first time too.
Really?
I've always wanted to go because I hear it's a...
What stops you from going to the gay pride parade? It's on a Sunday on a holiday weekend.
Homophobia mostly.
Oh, okay.
I imagine we'll get glitter on ourselves at some point.
I didn't get any glitter on me last year.
Really?
No.
That gives me a bit of hope.
I did get hit with a couple water balloons, though.
That's fine. Water dries off.
Yeah, it's
off.
Fine,
glitter
but we'll have to be careful with Joel's as a recorder.
But my sock will take the brunt of the liquids, as usual.
You know,
masturbation joke.
Yeah.
I have one more note. It's not gay related, or it's only loosely related.
It's extra gay related.
Yeah.
She got banged on your ass.
Yep. I mean, you know, yeah, you guys are both there. It was a train.
How was that?
It was amazing. Fuck, man, this is a PSA for the listeners. If you ever go to a Thai place, Pad Thai is always the kind of go-to. But Pad CU, so delicious. So, anyways, so since McNally was right here, since McNally is not here today, this is one of the only opportunities we're going to have to do this segment, so I thought I would introduce it. It's called What Do You Really Think of McNally?
All right,
so we'll start with...
I haven't even had one drink yet.
I have four categories, all right? Let's start with job. Go.
I think he doesn't have one.
Yeah, he doesn't have one.
And how do you feel about
that? Bet. I don't know. He seems to be fine with it, so as long as he's happy.
I'm fine with it. His mom keeps paying rent, so...
I mean, yeah, when that runs out, I mean, he's going to need to get a job, but...
Yeah. Do you think it'll ever run out?
I think he'll die.
Then he gets the inheritance. That's a huge sum of money.
But he'll waste it all.
He'll blow it all on, like, hookers and blow?
Yeah. He spent, like, $200 at a strip club one night, didn't he?
I don't know. Did
you waste it? You'll waste it.
I think he said $100, but at a strip club, that's not crazy.
I've done that.
I've never spent $100 at a strip club.
I definitely haven't.
It's a couple dances and a couple drinks. That's all it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if his parents die and he gets an inheritance, I don't think he'll know what to do with that sort of money.
Yeah, no, it is.
I think it'll be too much for him.
It is kind of annoying, like, just that he can't come out most of the time, because, like, the money he has is for bills mostly,
yeah,
and eating. So, yeah, 90% of the time, it's like, nah, I'm just going to stay in and play Red Dead or whatever.
Right? Yeah.
It'd be nice to see you out more.
Maybe it's also an excuse not to go out, though. Maybe you would prefer to stay home sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I always want to go out. Being at home is boring. If there's anything going on, I'll probably be there. Unless I have a day of masturbating.
So what do you think about his job situation, Michael?
Oh, I think it's great. You know, whatever you do is your decision, and I love it, McNally.
Oh, so I
don't listen to these guys.
You're going to be the good cop, and we're going to be the bad cops.
All right, next. Doctor, go.
He needs to go to a doctor.
Yeah, agree.
I've stopped harping on him about it because he's just not listening, but he definitely needs to go to a doctor. He will not have the chance to get his parents' inheritance money if he does not go to a doctor.
Yeah. His parents will outlive him.
But yeah, we were going to force him, like, if he didn't go by the end of May, but that's what happened.
Yeah, it's hard to force him to do anything.
Yeah.
It's like, let's trick, like, you're taking a kid to Disney World. We're going to Disney World.
Then people just be like, I don't have any money, I'll stay in.
Who wants ice cream?
Yeah.
We want the Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah, no, he definitely needs to see a doctor at least once a year. He he's old enough now that he should get a prostate exam, right? Isn't that 30? Yep. You get a prostate 30. Exam?
That means I gotta
I thought it was
too.
40, but
I don't know. Probably best to do it earlier than later.
I mean, it can't hurt. Well, I mean, it might be a little uncomfortable, but
I do it every week.
Yeah, I do my own.
Yeah.
I use Coke cans, though. Sorry, no, not Coke. I used to use Coke cans, and now I use, like, Tall Boys, like, Rockstar, like, energy drink cans. Yeah.
I tend to go for the 2-liter bottle route.
Wow. So, yeah, anyway, if you want my opinion on the doctor, I say you're a grown man, do what you want. You're
Jesus
good, dude.
Christ.
And, you know, if you don't want to go to the doctor, you don't have to.
Okay. We call them, like, Judas Mike from now on?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, next, hygiene. Go.
You go first this time.
Yeah.
You know what?
I think that, you know, you don't go outside, so if you want to live like a scumbag dog, then that's your decision. What do you guys think?
I think whatever makes him happy should make him happy, and he should do it.
I live with him, so I'm more of a witness to his hygiene. He seems to shower every day.
Yeah. I don't know where I got hygiene from. I don't know.
I thought
it would be funny.
He seems clean enough, other than, like, his whole, like, I like to eat every bodily fluid I have except for poop.
But at least he's open about that.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people that have that same opinion, but they just would never, ever tell anyone.
Yeah.
All right. And that leads me to the final topic. What do you really think about McNally? Fecal fascination. Go.
Yeah, it's just an easy go-to, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a real fascination.
I think if the opportunity presented itself, he would, though.
He would eat it?
No, like, if a chick was, like, shit on me, or, like, a chick shit on him, he would probably take up that opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. Not that I wouldn't be willing to maybe try, I just don't think my sphincter would let me. I might be squatting there on top of her and be like, no, this isn't, there's no way I'm pooing on you.
Yeah.
I'm also quite sure that it wouldn't do anything for me.
No, definitely wouldn't.
So I really don't really have the desire to. What about you, Picard?
Yeah, I don't really have the desire to.
Really?
I probably could if I had to. If I was forced to at some point. But I've never done it.
Alright, good segment.
Alright, so all in all, we think McNally is a horrible person.
Yeah, I mean, I personally think McNally, these guys, I apologize. I honestly didn't see it going this way. I thought we'd all just talk about how great you are. And now you gotta edit this and listen to these guys, and I apologize. But you know what? I like you. So keep up the good work.
Should that be the poll for this episode?
Is McNally a dirty scumbag?
Yes and no.
Yes, no, or
definitely.
Definitely yes.
Done.
You know what? Let's just get rid of no.
Yeah.
Yes and most definitely yes. Alright, so I think that's probably going to do an episode. So that's our pre-Pride Parade episode. We'll probably do a post-episode and some during stuff, and we'll let McNally deal with the editing.
Yeah.
Where I assume he'll edit out all the stuff where these guys are talking shit about him. But yeah, anyways, final countdown. Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Picard.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That was not recording.
No, wasn't it?
I just realized now it was not recording. And I thought it was funny, too.
Oh, well.
This is recording now. All right, McNally, you missed us all making fun of you. Eat a bag of wiener.
I'm right there.
All right.
Final.
We're in the Pride Parade.
We're in northbound leather right now, waiting for the parade to start. It's air conditioned here. It's nice and cool. And it has the pleasing scent of leather.
Yes, the
dead animals.
The pleasing stench of death.
There's a leather pit panties. Latex suits.
Oh, some gas masks, maybe?
No, that's like
that's
it.
That's not a gas mask.
It's like a gimp, like a Pulp Fiction. Picard, have you ever had a ball in your
ball
mouth?
Ball gag? Yeah.
Ball gag?
Yeah, I have one.
What is it for?
It's for making somebody shut the fuck up.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I would prefer that, like, instead of using that for sex, I'd rather use it every other time except sex.
Yeah, I'd like the mouth open.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's various collars. There's very puppy masks.
Oh man, do they have like awesome. Planet of the Apes?
That'd be awesome, actually.
I know. If you have a Charlton Heston fetish,
you could buy a leather hat. I feel like leather hats would be the most comfortable sort of hats to wear.
Take that, McNally.
So this is like electro sex play. Like you can attach leads to these, and there's like a metal strip that goes up the side of them, and like forces you to like have convulsions in your vagina or your anus. But you really have sounding things here too.
What's sounding?
That's good. Like putting things down your dick. Scarborough Dude's favorite pastime.
He loves that. Yeah, and there's like the thing that controls it.
Nice. It looks like a guitar pedal.
It does. It looks just like a guitar pedal with four little tuning knobs.
So should we get these?
I miss you, McNally. What?
Every episode we record.
All right, what the balls is going on now?
Anything good yet?
Nah. Behave, pimp dog.
Me? Yeah.
Are you going to podcast this?
We are. We're podcasting right now.
Awesome. Is it your first Pride, John?
No, I was here last year.
Oh, you guys know each other.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter friends.
What do you think? He's just some random person and people are like, oh, who's this
we
guy?
Made out once.
I thought he saw how handsome you were and just was just like...
That could have been it.
He likes BBW. So he's all over me, you know.
Yeah, we'll probably hang around here. This is the place to be. Mm. Ends of the F.
All right, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can you say a phrase for us?
Happy Pride?
No.
Happy Pride, definitely.
Happy Pride!
All right, now say, bitch can't grab a slice.
Bitch can't grab a slice.
That'll do.
Or how closets are for brooms.
Closets are for brooms. I like this guy.
What if you're a broom, but you want to let people know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I guess introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn, and I'm Brian J. Bradley's sister.
So you were about to tell us a story about some deviant asshole you dated.
Yes. His name was Ben.
Oui.
Well, I met him on Plenty of Fish, and I talked to him for a few days through texting, and we decided to meet at a Tim Hortons about 2 days after we started talking or so.
Let me guess. He stuck a Timbit in his asshole.
Yes. No.
Oh, damn it.
It's not actually a good story, but I'll let you be the judge of that. We just took a walk after we went for coffee, and we went to a roof, and we were just talking about each other's personal histories, and he started talking about marriage and what our children would be like on our first date.
On the first date.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. And you've had several dates with him since?
No, I dumped him. He was too needy and desperate.
Oh. That's sad.
And it was pretty kinky, and I didn't like that.
So you don't like kinky people?
Depending on what they're into, I guess.
So what would be a deal breaker for you? What was this guy into
Some fetishes.
Such as?
Feet. I'm not into feet, personally.
Yeah, that's weird.
Clowns.
Balloon popping.
What?
Balloon popping?
Oh, yeah, that's a huge one.
Yeah, yeah. So what sort of crazy shit are you into then?
Well, my brother's here. I'm not supposed to say.
He can't hear. He won't ever hear this.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, this isn't on the internet or anything.
I don't know. Just the normal stuff, I guess. I'm not really that kinky. I just like being tied up.
All right. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Well, then.
Bitch cake, want a slice?
That's close enough. Thank you. All right, here, take the shit back.
Alright, so we got Brian J. Bradley here.
I want my sister to cover her ears first.
So, is the parade starting? Okay, so we gotta get this quickly. So, one question that we ask everyone on the podcast is to tell us about the last time that you shit yourself. And go.
It was a good scene.
Our stories don't normally start that way.
I was at a bukkake party and just loving life. And then I was like, oh, it's really hot. Like, I'm sweating here. And then afterwards I looked and I realized it wasn't sweat.
I'm starting to think you don't take this seriously.
No, I lied. I lied through my teeth. I don't remember the last time.
I was excited.
I was really young. I was 18 months or so. I toilet trained early. I'm a very clean person.
That's what everyone says, but everyone's a liar.
I'm a very clean person.
I'm shitting my pants right now.
All right.
I don't think you told us about the time you shit yourself.
I never have ever. Not once. Not even as a baby.
You were born toilet trained?
He's from Thunder Bay. He grew up on the land.
Yeah.
They did it every morning when they swam in the lake. Yeah.
Did you have running water
in Thunder Bay?
Yes, we
have
running water.
Really?
Why would you not go swimming in Thunder Bay?
Because my brother just said.
Because you poo in the lake.
Oh, so do the fish.
Just don't go to Thunder Bay. Why would you want to go there?
Yeah, it's a horrible place. All right, the parade is coming.
Oh, it's coming!
Parade starting.
We're going to see all sorts of homosexuals. All right, let's go up to the front and see some penises.
All right, it's penis time. Let's do this.
Final countdown reporting from the front lines of the parade. All right. Penises are on their way.
Penis.
And there's a queen.
I'm not convinced that that's the actual queen. Because I'm pretty sure that the queen isn't a Filipino man. But I could be mistaken.
I think you are mistaken.
Okay. And this is the float called Ambulance.
lot of mustaches here. It's like the fucking Mushroom Kingdom up here. Alright, fans, this is a Vinyl Countdown exclusive. Vinyl Countdown exclusive. Live at the Pride Parade. This is the sound of the recorder hitting Picard's balls. Go.
Ah, my dick balls. Why'd you do that, Dick Brent?
The fans needed to know what that sounds like. And it sounded wonderful.
I'll slay
all these demons with you.
Ready to roll this time?
Alright, let's do this. Final Countdown, Gay Pride Edition, post parade excitement. I'm real burned out from the sun.
Yeah.
Feeling real tired.
We did a lot of standing.
Yeah. That parade was unreasonably long.
What was it, like almost 3 hours? 2.5 maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5.
Okay. Any memorable... A lot of the floats would be kind of boring. Like, some of them were just, like, a truck.
Yeah.
That drives by with, like, a sign on the truck. It's like, that's not a float, that's a truck.
Well, there's people dancing, and there was, I guess, music.
Yeah, some of them were cool. Some of them were just, like,
We did see Casey Stewart gyrating with her crotch and feeling herself up and whatnot, you know? Yeah. That was memorable. Also, some of the tits we saw at least 7 pairs of tits.
Yeah, at least. There's one group that was just, like, there was 5 or 6 of them in that one group, so yeah. That puts it up to, like, probably...
That was like a straight, not narrow group. We should join that part of the parade next year.
Yeah.
There was also a couple of girls that were completely naked.
There were two, yeah.
Yeah. Two that I can remember, yeah. Yeah. Or two that I saw.
One was what, with the straight, narrow people, I think.
And was hot.
And yeah, and then there was another one.
Older, but yeah. As hot, but still.
One was shaved, one was not, in case anyone is wondering.
See, I missed the badge on the first one.
I did not.
I was wondering, actually.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be pictures on the internet from other people that were at this thing, so we'll try and find those and put them on our website.
Yeah, I took as many photos as I could. People kept holding bottles up in front of me, and yeah, it was crowded and moving fast, so I didn't get as many pictures as I would have liked.
Yeah.
No glitter. We are glitter-free, folks.
Yep. We made it. We survived another gay pride without glitter.
We did it.
There was an explosion, though.
Yeah, it was like a bomb.
They did that on purpose, I
think. I think, wasn't that an anarchist group? It looked like there were a bunch of anarchists.
They looked like it, but their helmets said guard on them, so maybe they're like National Guard or something.
Maybe they're like the gay guards, like Guardians of United, Reach Arounds, Dicks.
That's probably it.
I think that's it.
Yeah,
they like set off an explosion that hurt our ears, and we were like a block away.
Yeah.
I
can't imagine that being okay for someone standing right there.
Oh, man, yeah, that would have sucked. There's baton twirlers.
Yeah.
There's that one guy who threw it up real high, and everyone clapped for him.
Yeah, he caught it.
I know. He can, like, catch things.
Oh, I wish I could catch.
He should probably play on, like, the Blue Jays. He's so good at catching things.
It was very
gay.
It was kind of inspirational to see, like, all these people, all there in support of something that, in 2011, shouldn't be a stigma anymore.
Do you think it's to be their support or to watch the zoo, to watch the circus come through town?
If you were really uncomfortable with it and like, you didn't support that community and their lifestyle, you wouldn't go.
I don't think this parade helps, though. I don't think it helps anything.
I did have that opinion until I actually went to it.
Yeah, me too.
I still don't, like... If you bring your kid to this, you are sort of reinforcing stereotypes.
Look at the freaks, Billy.
Yeah. Well,
there's naked people everywhere, so like don't bring your kids.
Well, naked people aren't... Who cares if a kid sees a naked person? It's a naked person. Except for baseball dick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can talk about the baseball guy.
Yes, please do.
There was a guy who had... You know, he's uncircumcised and had foreskin, and he fit an entire baseball into his foreskin and was walking around with that dangling around.
Horrifying. Did you get a picture of it?
I tried. I don't...
There will be pictures on the internet. Don't worry.
We'll find it. But man, apparently like the guy that Picard's friend was there, and he was like told us ahead of time that he was like, oh, there's this guy that does this, you gotta look out for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known it was a baseball unless he pointed that out to us beforehand. I would have thought this guy just had a
problem.
Big problem.
You couldn't tell it was a baseball, you just see the shape.
Yeah, because it was all the way inside. I thought like maybe it would just be half around, sort of like a cup holding, but nope, it was all the way in.
It kind of looks like, you know when like a snake eats like a rabbit, and like halfway down the snake there's just like a big lump.
kind of what it looked like.
But perfectly spherical.
Yeah, like a snake-headed basketball or something.
Oh, but there are plenty of kids there.
I know, and I don't think that's a good thing to bring your kids to. Take them to like the Santa Claus parade or something. But whatever.
The kids are short. I don't think kids would have like seen hardly any boobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares if the kids see boobs?
Well, that's Mike cares.
You care if children see boobs.
Not overly, but do you really think that is a thing that you should be bringing?
I don't think it's a good thing to take your kids to the pride parade because it reinforces stereotypes that gay people probably don't want to be reinforced. Not because there's naked people. Who gives a shit?
All right. You're going to be a terrible father someday.
Yeah, I don't know if I say I agree with any of that.
What's the problem with... I don't see the problem.
I think nudity would be a bigger problem.
Do you want your kids to see baseball dick?
I don't have a problem with
it. I don't want them to, but if you saw it, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I'm going to call the PTA and have a meeting about this. Like,
of course,
who cares?
You brought the kid.
Yeah. You're the problem here. Yeah. Do you understand that?
I would bring my kid, I think. I don't think I'd have a problem with that. I don't think there's anything kids shouldn't see.
You just said there is.
No, I didn't.
Baseball dick.
Oh, maybe that, yeah.
You were against me, and now you're like, well, I don't think there's anything kids shouldn't see. So you're on my side, is what you're saying now.
You said kids shouldn't come because it's propagating stereotypes.
Oh, yeah, they shouldn't.
No, I'm disagreeing with you and saying that I would bring my kid.
The whole experience is very positive. Everyone's there, everyone's cheering, and it's not like, I don't know. I didn't see it as like, that was my view of this whole thing before I actually went to one. But I don't know.
So we probably can't take our beers out of the bars, but if we go to the beer tent, then
yeah,
walk around.
And I'm sure we'll run into some familiar faces or something, or I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind running into some people. I've been dating Morgan, like, she's in theater and she has tons and tons of gay friends. I'm sure I'm going to run into people.
Oh, no.
What?
She has gay friends?
Yeah, like, all her gay friends are gay.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're going to get infected, Craig. Have you touched her?
Yes, very intimately. So.
Oh, my God, Craig. We have to get you to the hospital quick.
What are you going to do when you get to the hospital?
What are you going to do? A full blood transfusion
he
with a horse.
The parade. Oh my God. With horse blood?
Yes. It has to be horse blood.
Because horses are never gay.
Full exact blood transfusion.
It guarantees the heterosexuality.
We're going to have to take out all your blood and replace it with Jack Daniels. It's the only way.
That would kill you pretty fast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, instantly.
Probably instantly, yeah, I'd imagine.
I think we made those two ladies sitting beside us very offended.
Good.
Good. Stupid cunts.
Why? What was happening?
I don't know. I was just making shit up.
They looked uptight. They were giving us the eye.
Yeah.
Well, then go away.
Too young. All right.
See, I'll wait for her to walk away before I say stuff like that.
I know.
But she's standing right
at the table. She needs to know that she's too young for me. Don't even approach me, lady. You are too young.
I don't think you were in danger of being by that 14-year-old.
She was eyeing me up.
She wasn't.
More looked like she was looking for friends.
I don't think anyone has ever eyed you up, have they?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
Yeah, like your friend Brian J. Bradley.
Yeah, and Lee.
Yeah.
So,
it is uncomfortable.
This has been the Final Countdown reporting from the basement of a mall. Very exciting.
We're all like heat stroke and half unconscious.
But now we're gonna go get booze and get fucked up and then go back to our respective apartments.
That definitely seems like the best way to, yeah, of course. That definitely seems like the best way to tackle this
heat stroke?
Yeah.
It's hydrating yourself. With alcohol.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, whatever. This is over.
Bitch cake, grab a slice.
Blech. You
fast. I've seen a million beans, but none so deadly as you. You see, I'll slay all these demons with you. I'll stay right here fighting for you. I will never let you die. I'll never let them thrill. I'll never let them thrill.
VinylCountdown.ca